could speak to a dream that I could call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never.
All right, and that was Princess Clary. Clary, on this, I don't know if something happened to your file or not, but something about your instrumental just seemed weird to me, almost, because, like, on almost every guitar note, I could hear that same note repeated, although somewhat fainter, so it almost seemed to me like either you had a second, like you had two of them playing, just that were just slightly off, or if you had maybe a reverb effect applied to it. Something about it made it seem off, a weird echo on it. I like your voice on this, though, and that didn't seem odd, so I'm assuming it was something wrong with the instrumental. I think you had a good energy on this, too, and I also liked your high notes on this. You had some really impressive moments for me. So far tonight, I'm liking this one the best. What about you, Millie?
Well, I'm not, like, super familiar with the song other than, like, when it's used in commercials. All I know is it's really trite and, like, overused, but
I hate this song so much. It's so overdone.
I did like You Want It, Clary, and, like, it was a good pick for your voice, and although it seems like it's a really dull, like, kind of song, I liked what you did with it, like, with your voice and, like, the runs you did and stuff were really nice. And yeah, that backtrack was so distracting. Sometimes I had to just listen to it because I was just like, what is going on here? Also, sometimes it kind of sounded like you're just trying to do Ava Cassidy, which kind of threw me off, but I did like it overall. So good job.
All right, Val?
Yeah, I hate the song with like a fiery passion, but, You sounded good on this. I liked how like jazzy you sounded, and I really liked like you usually put like an airiness in your voice, and like it really added to the dynamic of the song. So yeah, that's about. I liked the emotion. I liked how you sounded on it. I just hate the song. So good job.
All right, so I think we're good for Clary, and then next up is Aria.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
right, and that was Aria. Billy, why don't you go first? This one.
Oh, okay. I love this song. I'm like Elton John fangirl to the max. Like, when Clary did the Ellie Goulding version last week, I was like, aw, Ellie Goulding version. And then, like, Elton version. Oh, yeah.
Is this our first repeat, our actual full song repeat of the show?
Well, it's not really a repeat because this is, like, the original version. The other one was a cover version.
True.
And they're, like, really, really different. Like, the other one's kind of, like, this indie thing, and, like, this is Elton John. Awesome. Okay. I love this. So I'm going to be a little nitpicky because I really like this song. In the very, like, the first stanza of the first verse, the phrasing sounded off. I couldn't put my finger on it, but it was just, like, something was off about it that just kind of made me go, huh? And then I just started writing, and then the second half of the first verse, I stopped writing that because it was just like, oh, okay, you fixed it. In the choruses, your highs were, like, sounded like they were just stretching over them. Like, you couldn't quite hit them, so you were kind of, like, faltering into it. I don't know. In the second verse, you had this really, really, really nice catch to your voice. Like, it just kind of sounded like you were just, like, loving doing this so much and just loving this person so much, and it was just overcome, and it was great. Around 220, 225-ish, these things I do, the I do bit sounded off. And on the last hope you don't mind, I would have loved to have more punch on those because those are really, like, bam parts. But otherwise, like, I like how you kind of change the song. I've never heard a girl cover the song that I liked the cover of. So I'm really impressed that you did this well, because I
Princess
really
Clary last
this.
Week sucked, pretty much, is what she's saying.
No. That's a totally different version. Talk about the Elton John version. I don't think girls usually can sing Elton John, but I really, really like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought this was good too, Aria. I do have a couple of notes here. I thought some of the drop notes, for example, on If I Was a Sculptor, the lower drop note on that seemed weak for me, like you couldn't quite get there. But that it might have been because it wasn't such a strong note, so as much as a softer note. So it seemed a little bit weak. I kept wanting this, for the most part, to go somewhere and, like, to build or to have a little bit more energy or somewhere, say, for the most part, the same level. Until you got to the ending, I kind of really liked that a lot. In fact, I was kind of impressed at a couple moments during that. For me tonight, I'm not sure this is, I mean, this would have not been one of my favorites that I've heard you do through this competition. So I would have liked you to do something a little bit more. I think you might have sounded better on a more upbeat song on this for some reason, or than this. But I still think you did a good job on this. But I think as far as, you know, picking something for a top five, you might have sounded better on, as I said, you know, something a little bit more higher energy overall. But you did sound nuts. Valk, what did you think?
Okay. I, like, completely disagree. I thought this was, like, a total top five performance.
Yeah, me too.
I actually liked this a lot better than Clary's version, so, I really, really, like, you totally redeemed yourself from last week. Like, I didn't really like you last week, but, like, this week you had, like, it sounded really smooth. And you had really nice, like, intimate emotion for, like, a love song. And, like, I was really drawn into the song. I, like, didn't write anything down, really. I will say, like when you said that I hope you don't mind, like, each time you did it, it sounded like you were close to topping on your mic. And I wish that the last two, I hope you don't mind, weren't, they sounded like they were close to getting yelly, but, like, I really liked them. I really liked the quality of your voice on this song, and, like, yeah. I loved the emotion. It was so good. I really, really liked this.
Okay, no, I thought this was a good song. I just felt that she could have done better on this song, or that something
but
else might have sounded better.
But she did awesomely.
Yeah, I agree with Valk. Like, and I felt like you were singing to me, Aria. So
yeah, me too.
I'm like, got my sights set on you now.
Oh, yeah.
Aria Milli all the way.
Aria Milli, oh my god.
Aria Milli. No.
Meloria.
That's hard to merge. Meloria.
It'd be just malaria, and then just... no, I didn't hate it, though, if that's what I was conveying. But, yeah, I was just a little bit more picky, I guess. Okay, so next one up and last one of the night, which I was supposed to have Jeffers go in Arya's place, but I said Arya for some reason at the end of Princess Claire's Critique. But anyways, Jeffers is up next tonight.